With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you're about to walk down that aisle, or maybe you just said yes to an engagement, but there's still something nagging you in the back of your mind, or your friends are saying this person's not right for you, you can always reach out to us. We'll try to help you out with Fiancé Friday. And today we're going to talk to Andrea. Morning, Andrea.
Hi. Morning, guys.
Morning. So how are you?
I'm good. And unfortunately, I'm not pregnant like last week.
Well, there goes my first question then.
Bummer.
So yeah, all right. Well, tell us kind of what's going on in your life.
So Evan and I, we've been engaged. It'll be a year in March, and we don't have a wedding date set. We really sat down and wanted to make sure that we had it saved up so we wouldn't go into debt. And that's been a battle because we've been working on that since the engagement.
Yeah.
And Evan, he works for a pretty popular local band, and he works part-time at Costco and then is playing with the band on the weekends. Well, recently he dipped into our wedding savings to pay for new headshots. And, you know, he's been in the band since we've been together.
I'm sorry, so Andrea. I just want to jump in here for a second here, because I hear that. Like, was this something that was agreed upon by the two of you? Because, I mean, you've been saving, obviously, for this date, and then he takes
some headshots are not cheap.
No, yeah. Like, were you cool with that?
I wasn't, but I feel like I don't have a really strong leg to stand on because he makes more money than I do, so it's more of his money that's going into the wedding account.
Okay, all right.
So I voiced that, and I was kind of like, well, you know, we're saving for this big event. But he's like, you know, my band's really important to me. And I've known that since we've been together, and I've tried my best to be supportive, and I didn't want to be like the nagging fiance that's like, you can't get new headshots.
Right.
So I kind of reared off on that a little bit, but like recently, you know, he's coming home hours after his gig's done. He's not really answering his phone. And it's not giving me a lot of comfort when I'm home by myself without my fiance on the nights that he's playing to like know if there's something else that's going on, because now he spent this money on headshots instead of going to our wedding fund, or if I'm just being crazy, or if I've like, you know, wasted the last 3 years of my life.
Yeah. Do you think also maybe the band lifestyle is just wearing on you? Because I assume when you met him, he was already doing like late nights, and I'm sure he probably had some like groupies or fans. Like that was part of his life always.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. And like I've known that, and I feel like this is going to sound weird on my part, but it's kind of cool to be like, other women want my man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I have never really had an issue with that, but because we haven't set a date for the wedding and he's now pulled this money out of the wedding fund and he's staying like a lot longer than gigs, because before he used to come home, like we'd come home together or he'd come home to me or I'd go over there, like it wasn't a thing, but now there's like this extended time that he's not coming home, he's not answering his phone, we don't have this wedding date set, like I don't know if I'm just being paranoid or, like you said, is it just the kind of lifestyle is wearing on me a little bit and I need to pay attention to that.
Yeah. You know, we can if you want. I mean, we can have Jackson call up Evan and we can offer that sensual couples massage and we can just see who he wants to bring with him, and hopefully he says it's you and it is just, you know, the lifestyle that's kind of wearing down on you, and then you guys can have just an open and honest conversation about it.
And hopefully a massage to talk about.
Yeah, and a massage, yeah. Okay, then we'll call Evan next. Fiance Friday, we're trying to help out Andrea. Andrea's fiance, Evan, is part of a pretty popular band here in town. And with that comes, you know, all the excess that is being part of a band, late nights, groupies. And it was kind of interesting, Andrea, when you were saying you like the fact that people and women specifically, like, are into your fiance. Monroe, you totally get that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Like, yeah, my man is sexy, isn't he?
Kind of lifts up, makes you proud, right?
Yeah.
But you're saying now he's been staying out later. He's not coming home. His phone seems to be off. This is my problem. He dipped into your wedding fund to pay for headshots. I know that's part of his business, but, like, that's your wedding fund. That's for you guys to get married, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you're starting to have a few doubts. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Jackson call up Evan, and we are going to offer him a sensual couples massage, and we'll just see who he wants to bring with him. All I need from you is permission to have Evan on the radio.
I give you permission.
Okay, Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Evan?
Yeah, it's Evan.
Hey, Evan, this is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. Have you heard of us before?
No.
No. Well, it's probably because we're so new, and that's kind of the reason I'm calling you, is that we're new in town, and we're just having a hard time getting our name out there. In an ideal world, I would call you, and you would know exactly who we are. But until then, what I'm doing right now is just offering some free massages to some people, and hopefully you come in, you have a good time, and you spread the word. We're really trying to get some word-of-mouth advertising going, because you know how that's just, like, the best way to get people in the door. Would you be interested in a free massage?
Well, like, how much does it cost? It's free totally?
No, it's totally free. So you don't have to dip into your piggy bank or anything for it. You just have to come in, get the massage, and just promise to tell a couple of friends. I don't even take a credit card from you.
Oh, yeah, all right, let's do it.
Awesome, man. So the package I'm going to offer you is actually our couples massage package. It's a one-hour massage. You would lay side-by-side with a romantic partner. The two of you could just spend some really nice quality time together. It's really relaxing. We've got essential oils going, and we try to make it a really romantic environment. And then after you're done there, we actually move you over to our serenity room, where you and your partner would spend just an hour of quality time together. We give you complimentary champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries. It's a really nice package. Normally, it's one of our more expensive packages at $500. But like I said, I want to give it to you for free and a romantic partner, and hopefully y'all will go out and tell some people.
Yeah, totally. That sounds awesome, man.
Okay, awesome. I just need to get your appointment booked. So your name is Evan. I got that right, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what is the name of the romantic partner you'd like to bring with you?
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
K-I.
Oh.
Okay. You sure?
Hey, Evan.
Yeah.
Evan, did you want to bring your fiance?
Hi, Evan. It's John Monroe and Jackson with Mix 105.1. And actually, your fiance, Andrea, happens to be on the phone as well.
Not Jennifer.
Not Jennifer.
Busted.
Yeah.
What? No, hang on. Andrea, hold on. Andy, listen. I was going to do that for D'Angelo. He got me that Lamy puddle, and I was going to just get him a gift for, you know, because he has that. Jenny's his girlfriend, it's not me.
Right, but that's not what you just told them. You confirmed that Evan and Jennifer were going on this couple's massage.
Well, no, I was just going to give D'Angelo. I was going to let D'Angelo go in my place.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's how that works.
I always give my friends sensual couples massages to use instead of taking, you know, my fiance or wife. I get it.
You need to own it, man.
Dude, what up? Like,
It's D'Angelo's girl. It's like some girl that we met. She came to a show.
She came to the show? Yeah, well, oh, my gosh.
Now,
this is crazy.
Now, Andrew, you mentioned that there were groupies, so I'm assuming that this person must be a groupie of some sort. Is that Evan who is this a fan of the band's, a fan of yours?
She's a fan of the band. She likes Deanne's the lead singer. She's just trying to look. We're trying to write an album. I told you that, Andy.
Let's say maybe that's not the truth, Evan. Let's just look in a different world and say maybe you were talking about someone else and, you know, we were having an open, honest conversation about it here with your fiance on the phone. I mean, you're kind of backed into a corner.
Yeah, you're story is going, like, all over the place here. You're saying that you're getting it for your friend, and then all of a sudden she's now helping you write music? Like, what is going on? Are you kidding me, Evan?
Annie,
like, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. Am I wasting, have I wasted the last 3 years of my life?
No, no. I love you. This is, like, work is so different. You don't understand what it's like to be every night playing these shows. You have to go out afterwards, all these people trying to talk to you, and, like, it's not...
Sir, are you saying our conversations aren't enough for you?
Well, Andy, come on now. Maybe we should... Can we get together and talk about this? Like,
I think that's a good
idea.
Yeah,
I think we do need to get together and talk about this.
I think that's the best idea. And, Andre, I think you had your doubts, and I obviously there at the end where you were saying you want to know if it was a waste of 3 years. So hopefully we at least helped you do that before, you know, you moved any further along with anything.
Yeah.
I think we need to talk to the friend, too.
Oh, we need to get D'Angelo on the phone.
Yes, we do.
Oh, next week.
Yeah, let's get D'Angelo on the phone.
I love that idea. All right, we're going to let you guys kind of talk a little bit off air, okay?
Andy, come on.